that's causing us to forget the promises of God. And we're more focused on the problem than we is on the promise. Somebody say mindset. He says, so let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. The mindset is this, that you can think too low of yourself. Because of what you've gone through and what done happened in life and things that do happen, we start thinking low of ourselves. If you fail at one thing, then you start thinking, well, I'm a failure at this. Do you know getting people to go back to school to get their GED is such a challenge? Why? Because at the point of failure, they start making alternative plans and they wrote off that as an accomplishment. And until you change their mindset, they'll stay right there. And the next thing, they'll quit. And the next thing, they'll quit. They'll quit being loving. They'll quit being kind. They'll quit. And they get on this path, which the enemy wants to see them on, where they just quit everything. It ain't hard for them to start it, but they've never seen anything through. And their mindset say, you better quit before the end. Now, you can also think too high of yourself. Oh, y'all might as well talk to me up in here. Some folks have a mindset that you can't tell them nothing. They know everything. Amen. Oh, I wish I had a praying church in here today. I see guys, I see these t-shirts that guys wear. I don't need an encyclopedia. My wife knows everything. I'm going to buy one of those shirts. But sometimes we allow positions, power, and influence to make us think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. So, in studying, God says, let this mind be in you. And you have to remember now who Christ was. He was all God, and he was all man. What do you do when you know you got power? What do you do but you humble yourself so much so you will let those that you know you got power to stop do what they need to do? It was his mindset. It was his mindset. He had his mind. Can I make it? I need to walk. Can I walk and talk like I'm at home? And in our cars, I know in mine, Pastor, when I'm traveling long distance, I can lock that baby on cruise control. And I set it to a certain speed. And I just take my feet, let the toes and everything rest. Amen. All I need to do is make sure that I steer it right. Now, some of y'all might got one of the modern cars. Now you can take your hands off the steering wheel. But once you set that car to a certain speed, I don't care how deep the decline is, it won't go past that speed. And if you know anything about driving, you have to really accelerate when you're in an incline. But the car knows, because what you got it set to, it will maintain that speed even in an incline. Somebody better get this. The car says, no matter whether you take me through a valley or whether you take me on a mountaintop, I know not to lose control of where I have been set. Yes, sir. Some of us lose it because we're going through a valley experience. But if your mind is set, you'll know that God is with you even in your valley experience. And God is pouring out blessings in some of our lives that we don't have room enough to receive, but yet we begin to get the big head. And if you know anything about God, if you get too high, he'll bring you. Look at somebody and say, mindset. Let this mind be in you. In life, God wants you to set your mind. The word of God says, what? If there be any report, think. Oh, what y'all thinking about? The word of God say, watch this here. There are certain things that I don't care what's going on in this world, what's going on in St. Petersburg, who's in the White House, who's in the governor's house, who's in the mayor's house. I don't care if you set your mind on these things. I'm talking about good reports. See, we hear so much negative news that we come to church like, walking there, girl, did you see the news before you got here? Did you read it? What happened in the paper? Instead of coming in the house of God with a mindset. A mindset that listen, it could have been me, but it wasn't. I'm here to praise you. Even though I know who it was, I can give God praise because my mind is set. And those storms of life will rise. Somebody holler mindset. I want to encourage you in this word tonight. That watch this here. Not only was Paul trying to encourage the body of believers about the mindset, but it was something that would help you to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the words of the Lord. You see, pastors struggle with wavering folks. I don't know who sung this song, but they say, first you love me, then you hate me. And they concluded that was a game for fools. Jesus says, watch this here. Let not that man that wavers think that he can receive or will receive anything, because when you are wavering, God cannot bless you in your waveringness. You got to get to a place where your mind is made up, your heart is fixed. For God I live, and for God I'll die. Somebody hold a mindset. Word of God says, watch this. I'm dropping down in the scriptures, but I want you to capture the whole thing. It's there. It's in the word. But made himself no reputation. Our mind is so set on us, so set on what people think about us. We are so busy trying to please people that we done took our mind off of God. Help me, Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. He made himself of no reputation. In other words, when they was wagging their head saying, if he be the Christ, let him come down off the cross and save himself. And let him save us too. Now, if he was trying to prove who he was through his reputation, he would have stopped dying, and we would still be lost. But somebody ought to give him praise right now. See, listen, because people say it, you don't have to prove them wrong, amen. If you really want to prove who's right, just keep on the course that God has set you. Because the Bible says the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. Is it possible that some of the things that you're going through, God ordered it? You're taking it back to the window, talking about, you messed up my order. God said, no. I wanted pickles, onions, lettuce, and tomatoes. I don't like onions, but God said I ordered it. Oh, y'all are going to talk to me. The steps of the righteous. Is there anyone in here understand what it means to be righteous? Not that you are so good, but that God declared you righteous. God declared you righteous. When you accepted him, he said, now you are my righteousness. And it's uncomfortable what you have ordered for me because I want what she got. I want to drive what he driving. I want the position that they got. And when you don't understand who's ordering your steps, and your mind is not made up, this is where we make our most foolish mistakes. Somebody ought to say amen. Watch this here. He says, but he made himself of no reputation and took on him the form of a servant. Here is God. And if God could humble himself and take on the form of a servant, who do you or I think that we are that we need people serving us? When God called you, when God saved you, he didn't make it so that your world would be a bed of flowers or a bed of ease. You're going to go through something. As much as I would like to preach to you that once you get saved, all your troubles is over, I would be lying to you, and that would not help you. Somebody say mindset. He says, you got to let this mind be in you. What mind did he have? He says, I wasn't worried about my reputation. I know who I am. When other people have to define who you are, you in trouble. Because today they see you as an angel. And tomorrow they see you as the enemy. You cannot let people define who you are. You cannot let people tell you where you can go or how high you can go. You cannot let people define who you are. Look at somebody and say, mindset. He didn't come here for us to appoint him as God. He came here knowing he was God. So what they was trying to define him as, he says, I'm not going to even let you build that type of reputation on me. He thought of himself. He didn't try to build it. You know who he came to do? He came to do the will of his Father. Even at the price of being rejected. Pastor, there are some times when you're doing the will of God, people won't understand it. They're going to talk about you. They're going to criticize you. And at the same time, they're going to be saying, I love you, but. And though we love them, we got to remember, we got to allow the Holy Spirit to remind us that it is not the people that called you. Because when people get to a certain place, they think they can control your steps. But God orders our steps. When you spend some time with people, even in relationships, it's a tough thing to do when you're called by God and you're loved by people. But he humbled himself. And this is a great place to be. Because when people think they're getting the best of you, it's amazing how what humbling yourself before God will do. Can I share this with you? Because God understands what it means to humble. Every time we imitate what he did, we get what he got. Good God Almighty. Somebody ought to be shouting in here. Because every time somebody has put their feet on you and told you you weren't going to make it and you didn't fight back, you can testify that the Lord reached down and he picked you up. The Lord will fight your battles. Somebody holler mindset. He said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ. There are people that want you to do stuff that they themselves won't do. You ought to love everybody, but you ain't loving everybody. The church need to be real, but you come to church and you ain't real. Somebody holler mindset. As I get ready to go, the word of God led me to Psalm 62. It says, truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. That's a mindset. Because when you remember where your salvation come from, when you remember that man don't have a heaven or hell to put you in, when you remember that man cannot, amen, do the things for you that you need done because they are in need themselves. As much as some people dress it up, they got some issues going on. Y'all might as well say amen. As fine as they come to church, as much as they do sing in the choir, amen, preach in the pulpit, I don't care. All of us got some issues. But you got to learn how to wait on the Lord. Look at somebody, say, wait on him. Look at him. Say, wait on the Lord. He says, my soul truly waiteth on the Lord. Watch this now. He says, because that's where my salvation come from. If I don't wait on the Lord, who else can I depend on? And I want us to have the right mindset as we leave here tonight. That we have the mind that was likewise in Christ Jesus. That first of all, he thought it not robbery. Some of us, we say we trust God, but we always trying to tell him what to do. That's not trust. That's control. Help me, Holy Ghost. Some of the things that we continue to try to do, he says, he only is my rock and my salvation. There are some people that say you can lean on me. But they're not that solid themselves. He is my defense. Watch it. I'm just saying what the psalmist said. I shall not be greatly moved. That means you can't easily move me by talking about me. You can't easily move me from the church by putting the preacher down. See, I know too much about God to let you move me. Oh, good God Almighty. What the psalmist was saying, you got to know him for yourself and your mind got to be made up. Watch this. He says, now watch it. It said, I should not be greatly moved. There's some stuff that blow some people just a little look. Somebody look at them and they go off the chain. Amen. They can't take nothing. If you forget to speak to them, they don't sleep at night. Just wait till I see them again. I'm going to let them know. Look at somebody and say, let it go. He is my defense, and I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you imagine mischief against a man? How long are you going to sit there and let your mind keep telling you about revenge? How long are you going to sit there and worry about the hurt from yesterday? How long are you going to keep living in your yesterday instead of living in your present? God is a present God. Look at somebody say, he's present right now. God is a present God. Can I talk to you for a minute? As I get ready to go, he's an omnipresent God. There are some things that you got to let go. You got to go ahead on and put it in the compartment of the archives of your mind, never to remember them no more, because what God has for you now is much greater than what you done been through. The church that has been blessed with a pastor, and I believe he said about 25 years plus, somewhere in that ball field. 25? Come on, give God a hand praise. That ain't easy. Especially in St. Pete. I mean, but he's been anointed. And sometimes when you're telling your pastor, "Pastor, take it easy," he's not ignoring your advice. But some things he has to stay actively upon. Because when he starts taking it easy, you get lazy. Amen. When he stopped paying attention, that's when the enemy start creeping in from the left or right. So he has to stay vigilant as a shepherd, as a watchman over the flock. And today in our modern time, people got so many pastors. Amen. Not the physical one they come to see on Sunday, but the one that Facebook them first thing in the morning and tell them how their day is going to be. The one that emailed them all night long. You allow people to have rule over you, it's like putting pastors over yourself. And God has appointed you a pastor, and he has anointed him to feed you, to watch over your soul, to warn you. Sometimes when your pastor warning you, you think he's trying to talk about you. No, baby, he just wants you to make it through the storm safely. But the world done put this thought in our mind that he's just a man just like everybody else. Them people ain't no different from you. Listen, you know what made the difference? Somebody say Holy Spirit. You can come to church all you want. And you can be around the church. You can be all in this here and not be a part of the church, because you got to be born again. The Holy Spirit got to do a work in you, and you can't receive this word. The Bible says that the man that loveth me will keep my word. This man has got to have the mindset to stay where God has set him. And I don't care how many pastors and how fast these churches are growing. God has already set your speed. And I don't care how fast some of these churches are getting built up around here, how big their choirs are getting, how many preachers and ministers they got sitting up around them in the pulpit. You got to stay at the course and the speed that God has set you, because if you release that cruise control, I was traveling. I had it set where I wouldn't get no ticket, but everything was moving around me. So I disengaged, and I started controlling it. And as I was riding, before I knew it, I had flew past a state trooper. Didn't have time enough to break. I was praying, "Lord!" Oh, he gave me a warning. And I put it back on cruise control. God will give you a warning. Because sometimes when you think too low of yourself, or when you think too high of yourself, the Holy Spirit will step in and remind you. He will bring all things to your remembrance. He will let you know that you are a child of God. God, to victory, has placed you here under this leader. He can't be like nobody else. He can only be who he is. And can I just say this? When we stop trying to fake it and be like somebody else, people will like us more for being ourselves. You know, I know some mean people, but that's just the way they are. I can get along with them. But it's bad to see them knowing they mean and they putting on a fake smile. I know some people, they got heart of gold. And they said that people have told them, you just let people walk over you. So instead of just letting them be who God is, they try to change and be like everybody else said, they ain't walking over me no more. And they live a life of misery because they stop being who they were meant to be. Your pastor is unique in his own ways. And this church is unique in its own ways. This ministry is purpose in this community for its unique reasons. Everybody ain't going to come here. Stop worrying about where they're going. Just make sure that they get to know Christ on their journey. Let this mind be in you. Set your mind to think like Christ. Set your mind to love like Christ. Set your mind to forgive like Christ. Set your mind to serve like Christ. Set your mind to be and walk like he wants you to walk. Set your mind to say, though he slay me, yet I'm going to trust him. Set your mind to say that he's the one that died for my sin. On Calvary, over 2,000 years ago, he went out on Calvary and he bled and died. Yes, he was buried, but he ain't dead. He stepped out on the resurrection ground and declared, all power is in my hand. All power. There is no power except God give it to him. You got to have this mindset. I am God's child. You got to have this mindset that when we walk together in harmony and in unity, as God called us to do, God will add to the church. But stop asking God for more when you want to do less. Stop asking God to do this when you don't even know how to treat this. Help me, Holy Ghost. As much as we see the world declining, the thing that's going to lift them up is not a law, not who we vote for to put in some place to make policies. What's going to lift people up out of their dark places is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And God established the church. God established the church that whosoever will, he said, let him come. He established the church. He shed his blood for the church. Remember, the church don't belong to man. It belongs to God. Get your mind right. Get your mind right about people. For the Bible reminds us that you too once walked in darkness. You ought to be praising the God. I don't know how the gospel got to you, but some kind of way the truth of God got to you, and you had to realize, I can't stay in the shape that I'm in. I'm still holding on. That's what you got to just remind people. Say, I'm still
holding on.
I won't let go of his hand because I'll skip through something and get to this. You see, when I was young,
sing it, I gave God my heart.
Oh, yes.
And I asked him to lead the way. You know what? The going has been rough. Sometimes it's been mighty tough. But I realize I ain't going nowhere, cause I'm here to stay. Can I tell you this? For there are many that have gone on before me.
Oh, yeah.
And it caused my heart to bleed. But I'm still. How many of y'all still holding on? Don't you let go. Make up your mind that you're not going to quit. Make up your mind that you're not going to look back. Say, I'm still here. Yeah. Pastor William, I see that you're still. After all you done been through, I still see you holding on. Hey. I'm still
holding on,
and I'll never let go of his. I can't let go.
His hands.
I can't let go. I just can't let him go. If you would stand where you are, there may be someone here. You came in today thinking too low of yourself. You may have come in thinking too high. Like this is for everybody but me. But the Spirit of the Living God is letting you know that your mind got to be set. Not too low, not too high. But let this mind be in you. That was also in Christ Jesus. Just bow your heads where you are. Bow your heads where you are. If this word has connected with you, if this word has connected with you in any shape or form, that challenges you to check your own thinking out. I want you to just go to God for yourself and say, it's me, Lord. It's me. It's me, Lord. It's me, Lord. It's me, Lord. Now, nobody around you knows what your it's me is about, but the Holy Spirit does. Nobody around knows why you are saying, it's me, Lord. But the Holy Spirit is pinpointing, and he knows what's flowing from your heart. Somebody say, it's me, Lord. Father God, right now, with every head bowed, every heart open and receptive, Holy Spirit, I ask you to touch the, not the one that's questioning, is it me? The one that is acknowledging, it's me. I'm standing in the need for you to set my mind in the right place, in the right direction. It's me, Lord, that admit that I have allowed other things to absorb my attention and take my mind off of your promise. But tonight, restore me right now. Restore my mind. Restore me right now. Restore my heart.
that I may be the man, the woman, the boy, the girl, the person that you have ordered my steps to be. And I know, God, that you are the rock of my salvation. On thee do I put my trust. If you pray that prayer with me, somebody say amen. Amen. God bless you. Put your hands together and give God a praise.
Why you so calm?
Ushers, amen, will receive the offering as they come forward. Prepare your offerings. Amen. Let's bless the Lord through our offering and bless this service and bless this angel of the house. Amen. To offer